We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hurricane Harvey is President Trump's first natural disaster in office. Political analyst Steve Roberts is joining us live this morning. Steve, how has the administration's response been through the weekend on this?
Pretty steady, I think. President has not made any glaring mistakes. I think that he has a strong team in place. He's been decisive in declaring it a disaster and getting the right resources to Texas. But the story's not finished yet. The big issue is when the president does go to Texas, how he performs. There's talk of him going tomorrow. The timing can be delicate here, Susan, because if you go too soon, you can be accused of publicity hunting and disrupting relief efforts at a time when the storm is still a major threat to safety and security. If you wait too long, you can be accused of being too detached. And what's on everybody's mind, they're very explicit about it, is the model of Hurricane Katrina, of course, when President Bush flew over the disaster area in Louisiana. He himself, in his own memoir, said this was a huge mistake, that he appeared far disinterested and detached. He says, that's not the way I felt, but that's the way it looked, and that's the way the public took it. So there can be very high rewards for a president at a moment of national crisis, but there can also be huge risk.
Yeah, well, looking back at President Bush, I think his presidency remembered by the two big and different disaster events, 9/11, Hurricane Katrina. Could this be a similar moment for President Trump?
Yes, and I would add others. I mean, remember, for instance, on the eve of the 2012 election, Hurricane Sandy battering the coast of New Jersey and Long Island, Brooklyn, and President Obama striding along those beaches wearing his FEMA jacket, accompanied by a Republican, Governor Christie, who he preys on the federal government and on Obama, much to the dismay of fellow Republicans. But he said, look, I'm a governor. I got to worry about my state here, and the federal government has done a great job in helping us out. So these are moments that can very much help a politician, but they can hurt. And so far, President Trump has not understood very well the real nature of the presidency, which is you're both head of state and head of government. The head of government proposes legislation, heads your own party. As head of state, you've got to represent the whole country, and he really did not do that very well after Charlottesville. He failed to understand that being chaplain-in-chief, comforter-in-chief, is a major part of the president's writ. So it's going to be a very interesting test for him. How does he handle this kind of disaster, which is often one of the, as you say, it is often one of the more memorable moments of any presidency, plus or minus.
You know, Steve, one of our texters pointed out this morning that Trump can't win on this, no matter when he goes. He will be criticized by one side or the other. Isn't that probably right?
Yeah, that's probably right. And he has made a few small mistakes. You know, his tweets keep saying, this is the biggest storm ever. You know, and it feeds this notion that Donald Trump cares about winning. He cares about what's the biggest thing ever. This adds to this sense of, you know, at the core of a lot of the uneasiness with the Trump presidency, Senator Bob Corker, a Republican, conservative Republican of Tennessee, said recently, he hasn't proven that he has the stability, was the word Corker used, to be a confident and reassuring president. And that's why this is such a high visibility moment for him. He hasn't shown that sense of calm and that sense of decisiveness and that sense of reassurance that people of any party want to see in a president. And that's why this is going to be a very important story as it plays out over the next couple of days.
And it's taking the spotlight away from his pardon on Friday night.
Well, that, I think, is the pardon of Sheriff Joe Arpaio of Phoenix. I think that is going to go down as a big mistake. Yes, it does reinforce his base. Yes, the people, the core support of President Trump, love that decision. But even a lot of Republicans and conservatives were very upset about this because they said, look, sure, he has the right to pardon Arpaio, But this is a man who defied a federal judge's order. What does that say about a conservative party that believes in law and order when you pardon a law enforcement officer who defied a federal judge? So, yes, I think he did that on Friday night because I thought I think he wanted his base to cheer on the decision, but he wanted to tamp down the criticism because of the focus on Hurricane Harvey.
Steve, we're glad you could join us again this morning. That's Steve Roberts, political analyst.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.